Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm back. Took just a little bit of a break. It, you know, just teensy weensy. It's nothing special. I figured why not go ahead and bring this back. You guys have been asking for it for a while, and I'm bored, so fuck it, right? Before we get into like the meat and potatoes of today's episode, which is interviewing Aiden Scar, which I'm pretty excited about. Little update on some stuff. So I'm recording this on June 15th, and I haven't uploaded since January 25th, which is pretty bad, especially because the whole thing that I posted on this channel at the beginning of the year was like, don't do that, don't make sure you upload. But by the time this comes out, you guys should have 1 to 2 uploads and weekly things back and everything cleaned up on the channel. I think I really, really hope so. I've been in this weird thing where like I haven't been able to like cast the, I don't know, you name it, I don't care. And today I thought a perfect way of coming back is to do what you guys been pleading me to do, interview Tupac Shakur. So today I got Tupac.
I am a rapper, Grammy nominated, Hollywood Walk of Fame recently. I dropped All Eyes on Me in 1996.
You just are rattling off facts for like 2 hours. So obviously this isn't Tupac because my management just informed me that Tupac died in the 90s. So instead we have Aiden Scar.
No way. No way.
Yeah, he died in the 90s.
Okay, hello everyone. It is me. I am Aiden Scar here doing an interview. First interview, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Imagine you didn't do one many months ago.
Yeah,
many totally. Months ago. That like messed up the whole recording 2 hours in, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, we totally didn't do this, and then I, after like a month, messaged you that we had to redo it and then put it off for 6 months. Totally didn't happen.
Yes, definitely. But we're here now again. Like 2 songs out, and now I have 2 projects out by the time this gets released. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's pretty awesome. Well, actually, since we have so many questions, I guess we'll jump straight into this thing. And for my first question, man, Aiden Scar is a pretty unique name. How'd you come up with it? Was it like your first choice, or did you go through like a whole TSA level detail to get it, you know?
Okay, so with the name Aiden Scar, I say it on my last track, Right Sport, off of Scar Tape. I went by James Mitchell, and then Aiden Duncan, and then Aiden Scar. James Mitchell wanted to like have some name. James Mitchell, not a good name. Millions and millions of James Mitchell. Imagine you're interviewing James Mitchell. Nah.
Yeah, does not have a good right to be like, James then, Mitchell.
Then Aiden Duncan came about through a name generator site. I have it saved since February 2018, since I had that name originally. And then I rocked with it for a little bit. I thought it was great, but it was just something missing for the name, not like an Aiden Duncan type of person. And then after watching The Lion King, the original one, and seeing the character Scar, it made me decide to like, you know, write down the name Aiden Scar, and then I went with it, and now here it is.
What?
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that Aiden Scar is just the Lion King. That's crazy.
Yeah. May, this was like right around the time the Lion King live action came about, like May 2019-ish is when I discovered, yeah, to change the name. And then yeah, here it is now.
That's wild. It's crazy how that can happen. Like just something as simple as like watching a movie changes your whole entire image.
Yeah, that was like the first time I watched The Lion King. Obviously I think I watched it when I was like little, but like fully, because, you know, you have a lot and lots of movies you can watch. Like, yes. First time properly watching it, yeah.
So you owe Disney some money, huh?
Disney? Yes, I do. I need some money right now. I need money to clear the Starfleet.
I got you, man. Guys, if you guys know a lawyer, he needs as much help as he can get. It's gonna be tough out here in a few months.
Yes.
Your debut album Scar Tape has been out for a little over a month now. You can see how long ago I wrote this. It's been what? 4 or 5 months now? It's been out. So
3 months now.
3 months? Okay. So yeah. It's been out for 3 months, and I'm sure you've seen the performance it's gotten over that. Are you happy with the reception of the album, or did you honestly hope you'd get more?
Yes, I'm happy right now with it. It's expected when a smaller artist starts out. And I was very surprised to see the streams first week, like, all together. Probably, like, under 500, like, all together, that counting Spotify, YouTube, and Apple. But, yeah. It was like under a week, and then like probably a month later has like around that, which I'm very proud about.
What's your biggest track off of? Is it still Crush After Crush?
It's Star Rain.
Let's go.
Star Rain, the first song I ever released, then Ain't the Same, and then Crush After Crush.
Hell yeah. Okay, I see you.
After Crush, potential single in the future. Yeah.
So the album has 16 tracks on it and has a runtime of 41 minutes, which is nearly 50 times longer than I Last in the Bedroom. So my question to you is, what was the ideal for the album compared to the final cut you ended up getting? How many tracks did you end up cutting?
All right, it's 15 tracks, not 16 tracks. So what? You got that wrong. Yeah.
Wait.
You got that wrong.
No. Ethan.
You got it wrong.
I'm such a good host.
But it started out, this project took 3 years in the making since I wanted to start it back in December 2019. It had Death to YouTube as like the first, like one of the first tracks on there. That was the first song I ever written. And it took 4 hours to make, and y'all hear it on Scarplay. It's not really the best, but hey, I wanted to release it. Wanted to have it released instead of being stored on the USB, not touching it at all. But it was like essentially that. 2019 lyrics wrapped from 2023 version of me. So every time I recorded it, I'm like, after taking, like, yo, really? Why am I saying this? This is the death to YouTube. So I was like, yeah, this definitely, I don't know what to do about this song. And then it didn't help the fact that, like, a few days later, Death to Mumble Rap by Gone came out a few days after that. And then I'm like, damn it, this dude really steal my shit, my idea? Because I have Death to YouTube, and now he has the Death to Mumble Rap. And, like, damn it, man.
You're like, you don't want to put it out and be just looked at. You didn't want to put it out back then and be looked at it like this. Oh, you just copy this for clicks. Yeah. Fuck.
Yes, it was legit written. Besides that. I mean, I guess you can say I copied it from the Death of Autotune and the Death to SoundCloud. Yeah. My Kid Boo, Death to Autotune by Jay-Z. There's a lot of deaths. I don't think I killed YouTube. I don't think they killed SoundCloud or Mumble Rap. So.
Why aren't they just like, let a fucking sprained ankle to SoundCloud instead of like murder? Why do we have to go all the way to murder? That's goofy.
Yes, but the project, it went through a lot of changes. I think it was still around that margin, the 15 tracks. What else was there? A bunch of rough drafts. I know that the first draft had Death to YouTube and the beat for Angst Oppression 2. But I didn't know what it was going to be called at the time. I didn't know. I didn't have anything written for it. But then I like came back years later and decided to rap over that beat. And yeah, what else was there? There was the OG Death Row was on there. in 2021, and there was the OG EGL, and there was a lot of tracks that were originally on there. And I feel like, yeah, for the first time I ever decided to record was in July 2021. It was over at Steve Clown Emoji's house.
Shout out Steve Clown Emoji. What a fucking loser.
He helped me. Or I didn't expect. He had his whole setup, everything. I wanted to try out because I was messing with music at the time, wanted to experiment. So the first track off the first track I actually recorded was Diamonds and Rubies Interlude. That was the first track I recorded. I was super afraid to hop on this setup and the mic and headphones, everything. I told Steve to leave his own room so I can do this myself. I'm like, bruh, having this major anxiety. I don't need you to hear how I rap. And then Steve's like, okay, I got you, fam. So he went he went in the living room, and then I just like full one take. I was like, you're gonna just went up to the bed, like, yeah, it was so bad. But that was like the first time I recorded it, and I mean, it was just,
we gotta start from somewhere. And that's an awesome first story though. Like, I kicked the dude out of his own room to record a verse. That's funny.
Yeah, he told me everything, and then it's just like January 2022, that's when I first started to get into the thing. It was like, that was in June 2021, and then took a few months because at the time we were just hanging out, mm-hmm. and just not really worried about music, just hanging out. And then like as soon as like more setups or more hangouts came about, then I started to like write more, and then decided to record properly with him there this time in his room. And yeah, we did Star Rain, we did Diamonds and Rubies again, and we did Ain't the Same, all in a day.
That's crazy. Fucking, that's gotta be pretty cool though, man. Like, I got my introduction of into music through a buddy that I went to high school with too, man. And it's a cool thing when you can make a connection with someone over that.
Me and Steve went to the same high school, bro. So yeah.
It's awesome.
I didn't expect to work with Steve with music, and never met you. Wouldn't I never met you without Steve. So yeah.
That's crazy.
Right. You know, we always had a gym. We had gym class. Not like the same gym class, but it was just different gym teachers. And like every Friday, you know, you go in the gym, do like basketball, foursquare, that type of shit. Yeah. I always play foursquare. He joined in, and then yeah, bro, so weird, bro. First time meeting him, bro. I don't know what that introduction was from me and Steve, but it was just something. We played like one GTA heist together, and then that was it until like I sent him my first YouTube video, because I was sending my first video out to everyone I knew that I don't really talk to. And then he's like, yeah, okay, this is awesome. And then started to talk more, and then hang out, and then yeah, the stories is
that's crazy.
Yeah, through gym class.
So as you may know, Magic Creativity couldn't be here to actually do this interview. I'm a clone he made me before he went on vacation to get what he would call an epic dub. But he told me to ask you, what is your writing process? Because he's always liked the way that you make references, that you make the little connections constantly, like the one of your unreleased tracks coming up with Scarplay, the Space Crayons. You do the the fucking My Very Energetic Mother. And it took a few plays for me to be like, oh my god. And then he comes back for Sinatra. Like, you make some damn good connections, especially re-listening to Scar Tape and all that. You really, really can appreciate the wordplay that you decided to sprinkle in there. It's good.
Yes. I learned that in elementary. The whole Earth, or the whole planet, excuse me. The whole planet's acronyms.
Wait, it's like, are you saying that like in elementary they're like, all right, how to fucking rap 101?
No, it was just the planets and how you can remember them easily. Mm-hmm. And then the My Very Angelic Mother just served us nachos, or nine pizzas originally, because Pluto ain't a planet no more. It's a dwarf, so yeah, it sucks. Pluto should still be a planet. I you agree?
No comment.
Pluto should still be a planet.
It's a dwarf planet.
No. I got introduced to it as a planet.
Yeah, I did too, but it's a dwarf planet.
If we the Earth is flat thing, right?
If we call Pluto a dwarf planet, then we have to call a real planet, we have to call Maki Maki a planet too, dude. Is Maki Maki a planet?
No comment. No comment.
Smart. So what's your writing process usually? How do you usually come up with a song to the finish it?
I hear the beat, and then I write on my phone. Takes a while. Sometimes when I write, it's on different beats. I do a series on my channel where I go over every song, every lyric. I'm sure you've seen a few videos while researching. And yeah, I think no one has really done it. Like, you'll get the Genius interviews and they'll just do the single. That's really it. Not like their whole songs catalog. I know Logic did it on Everybody, but that's really it.
Yeah.
But I thought it was awesome. He went through all the tracks of it, which is dope. And I feel like, yeah, I'm doing that with all the tracks. I'm going to go over every track, okay? Every track. You have my word. I'm going to go through every track and feature too. But the features will probably be a pain because it'll probably be busy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to take 6 months, but we'll get it.
I only wrote on phone. Do all my raps and on my computer laptop as well, but I don't think never on paper, which I gotta start doing. I gotta start writing on paper just to know that feeling, because the old generation definitely wrote on paper. Mm-hmm. So I definitely gotta experiment with that. Have you written on paper before?
Yeah, that's how I started.
Oh, okay.
Because
I got it.
Yeah, used to not be able to have phones in high school class, so I used to just throw an earbud in, throw a beat on, and write on paper, and then when me and my buddy hung out, we'd record. We already kind of talked about this earlier, but you talk about multiple different aliases, like James Mitchell, Aiden Duncan, which begs the question, are you GionXD on my latest video? Because you left a really fucking mean comment that I've been thinking about for like 4 months, shitting on me, and like, I really would like an apology, man.
All right. What mean comment? I always support the homies.
So you're not Gion DX?
No, I don't know who that is. Sorry.
Okay.
Let's just have Aiden Scar and Aiden Scar X. Technically, there was two songs that were going to be released. I had to choose. I was going to choose. It was going to be Star Rain or Diamonds and Rubies Interlude. It's going to be the first song. Yeah.
Wow. But
I went at Star Rain because it's an actual song, and just releasing an interlude as the first song is just not really it.
Yeah, that would be like, hey, listen to this new artist. He has a 30-second interlude. Kind of goes hard, though.
Yes. So, yeah, I saved it, but yeah. It was okay.
So, finally, since we have a good introduction of Aiden out of the way, I figured it's about time to start getting into Scar Tape, because that is your biggest album to date. This is something that you spent years and years on. So I got a lot of questions broken down by song I want to ask you. But before we get into that, a word from our sponsors.
No.
Fuck yeah, Aiden. Papa's gonna make some money.
Are you tired of being a stupid beta male that doesn't let people sleep with your girlfriend? A fucking course you are. Look at you. Well, it's your lucky day because I have a solution for you. Yeah, you heard that right. The new Imagine Creativity Drop Zero merch is now available with a fashionable new back and a very, very minimalist front that's super epic dub sauce. Get you the epic W or whatever you want me to say. You could watch your wife get fucked anywhere in the hat and look good. So if you want to hurry up and stop being a beta, just look up imagine-creativity-shot.fourthwall.com or check out the description of my YouTube video if you're watching on SoundCloud or, oh, I don't know, Spotify, yeah.
Fuck this ad. Back to what I was doing. Okay, so our first song we're going to be looking at for Mr. Scar is Star Rain, which we were just talking about, but he has a line in the song that says, don't forget to look up at the stars in the sky, which has to have some kind of double meaning, right? Like, the stars stand for something in life or something to you, right? Or am I just like some deluded, pompous host that's like, there's meaning in everything?
It's just simple, look up at the stars. there's really a deep meaning to that.
There wasn't like, remember to take in the bigger things, make sure to enjoy life. You're just like, bro, look at the stars, this shit crazy.
Yes, or I could use that. Yeah, that's, I would say that, yeah.
No, I look too far. This, God damn it, okay. Also in Skyrim, you do talk about people putting you down and bullying you quite a bit, which from what I can remember, me and Steve only did that to you a few times and we broke your cousin's leg and you got over it. So like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't think you ever met my family, right?
You remember you cousins, no. We tore his ACL.
Oh yeah. Yeah, when we hanged out, Steve tore his ACL. And then he left. Never to be seen again. Last time I saw him.
So the question out of that is, how do you deal with pushback? Because it seems like you've dealt with a good amount of people not believing in you or pushing back on you. How do you deal with it?
Bro, I still get that.
Yeah, you fucking...
You're going to say something?
The last thing that you wrote to me about that, like, you sent the guy the song on live and he fucking sat there and shit on you. It's like that kind of shit. What the fuck?
Yeah. Recently, I did that, but it was essentially, it was the guy's best friend's beat. And then he turned it off 10 seconds in. He's like, all right, so the visual's fire, but nah, I'm sorry, man. I'm like, bro, are you serious? Do you not know this beat is made by your friend?
Yeah, it's like,
you didn't listen to the beat, the slowdown.
Did it get to the vocals at all?
Yeah, the first 10 seconds.
Oh my god.
How can I sell my soul? Let me reach to the top. And then it's like, how can I sell my soul? Let me reach to the top, talk of my goals. All right.
So, and see, I don't get that with and reaction that, stuff.
And then there also, I mentioned anxiety-pression too. The whole, you know, the Ahmad Savage 6 seconds thing, which, no, get twisted, I don't hate them, you know, they're dope artists, shout out to them, they're fire, but essentially me sending a song to Ahmad Savage, his reaction channel, just to get advice for him, and he did great, he did good advice, you know, but it's just like, what, 6 seconds was happened to be in the comment section, just started laughing at it. And then he started laughing at it again. I'm like, bro, really? Like, I like you 6 seconds. I love your fucking... I backed you up with the Tory Lanez shit happen. And your AM series, PM series. That's fucking dope, bro. And it just sucks, man.
Yeah.
It sucks. But, yeah, it's just... And then I was like, at the end, just saying, like, grow up. In the end, we're all adults. Get up and try again. Just... No, don't care about what a reactor... A reactor says about your song, you know, just you keep doing you, get better, you know, and then just keep moving forward, keep pushing forward. You'll get there eventually. In a few years in time, you'll definitely look back and like, yeah, definitely this is something.
Yeah, I mean, it's dope and all getting people to react, but it seems like there's this weird thing with like some of them, man, that like, I mean, you'll like even pay for a reaction or something and they'll just clown on it, no advice, and it's like, but why are you reacting?
I did send them some of your music, right? And yeah, and they liked it, some of them.
There's one, the one that you did with the two dudes, they skipped half the song and just clowned on, they didn't even listen to the full thing, and then they're like,
no, I think they did, but it just got, their internet was messing up, so. But yeah, I know what you're talking about, but they reacted to the full thing, but it's just because they, like, internet stopped.
Because it skipped Steve's, like, full verse.
Yeah. And
they, but, like, their fucking face cam didn't skip, so I was like, okay, wow, whatever, dude. And then they weren't even, like, they listened to, like, 10 seconds, pause, ha, skip, 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 ha, it's like, yeah, all right, that's not a reaction. But fucking, like, CDTV, I respect him. Like, the way that he breaks down shit and talks about shit. I respect that.
Bruh, I OG since like under 10k, man. 10k subs, bro. Yeah, awesome. He's dope, man.
Yeah, he's awesome. In my YouTube video that's coming out in probably next week, I fucking bring up their reaction because the video is based off of Burger Cheese.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I sent them some of their, because like if I send them my shit, like, bro, I know they're gonna have the same reactions, you know, every time probably. But because just know, like, you know, if it was Star Rain, imagine me sending them Star Rain. Imagine sending Star Rain to Samad Savage in 6 seconds, bro. That would be way worse, okay? That would be way worse. I would get clowned even more, bro.
What song did you send to them?
Ain't the Same.
Mm.
Yeah, but yeah, just like, yeah, Samad, yeah, like I said, you gave me good advice. Just like when the 6 second laughed and all that shit. I'm like, bro, really?
Yeah, it's like...
But yeah, but it's still all love to them, you know? Mm-hmm. All love. Love y'all, okay?
You're like, please don't fucking hate me.
No, I love them all. Don't get it twisted, man. Just talking to Brick Wall right now. Wish them all but nothing but success.
Oh, come on. They watch this. This is like hate already.
No hate, man. It's just like, yo, like, are you ever going to do reactions in the future to people's subscribers' music?
I might have something ready already.
Okay. Yeah, because if I do that, I'm charging like $5. I'm charging $5, that's all.
I'm definitely like, I'm one of those people that like, I don't think no matter what I'd ever charge for a feature or anything like that, because
yeah,
if I fuck with you, I fuck with you, and I'm never gonna react to like bigger people. If I ever bring back like, reactions, it's gonna be like
$45 for a reaction, bro.
It's gonna be like genuine, like let me listen to your song and give you feedback, love on love kind of thing. Like I'm trying to help you, I'm giving a platform for your music kind of thing. It's never gonna be like a, oh, let me react for views. I don't give a fuck about that.
Yes, I agree. But yeah, if it's just like that, I'll be like, yeah, $5 for free. And then if it's for a feature person I like hell yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely do it for free, no charge. Hell yeah. If you at least do a feature, at least promote it heavily. And like at least perform the song at least, and like show love and all that, because that's what I'll do for all my features and everything.
In another line in Star Rain, you have shout out my twin Scargun Gray, which leaves me wondering how the fuck did you figure out how to clone yourself? I don't believe you have a fucking twin, dude. I know you. You don't have a twin.
Yes, I do. His name is Scargun Gray. He does a lot of gaming stuff. His name was originally Raygun Gray, because the ray gun from Call of Duty Zombies, and then Gray. That was like 2014, bro. That's been an effort. But then Scargun Gray, because just like he's Scar, dude. He's not Ray anymore. So yeah, he occasionally is sometimes here, probably somewhere in my unreleased USB somewhere. But yeah, he's definitely out there.
Fucking, you gotta have a fuck. You gotta get him on a fucking song, dude. You gotta fucking. That'd be crazy.
Maybe one day, but probably not.
What's the other one? What kind of twin are you? Were you guys born?
Yeah, he just showed up.
He just showed up.
So I was just like, yeah, okay, cool.
You're like 6 years old, and you open a Christmas box, and he pops up. And you're like, we got you a twin.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be moving on to Play Our Part. We're going down the list of the album out of all 15 songs, not 16, I guess. This is the only track on the album which has a feature on it, which is me and Stu Klein Emojis. So that sucks. I'm so sorry for you. Expect to have one song with a feature for us being a feature, dude? Steve. That sucks.
Steve. I wanted Steve on the beat, just me and him. Because I wanted to have you and Steve, since y'all worked on the project, I have to get y'all on the song at least. So just like, yeah, get y'all. But yeah, it was just going to be me and Steve on that song, as called like the Double Day. And then he suggested that, like, because the follows the whole FTF through Kiss Dream storyline. So like it was supposed to be there, like the Double Day, like me and the woman, and then Steve was gonna bring in you. I was like, bro, what? Really?
Yeah, yep.
I'm like, okay.
Coffee dirt.
but then we waited on it, and then we like, hey, so let's just rap on it just normally, and then just pick two beats, and then just this one or that one. We chose the one that we have on, and then yeah, that's it. And that was like the last song that needed to be done before it could be released.
And who is the last one to get their verse in? Who is the last one to get their verse in?
Imagine Creativity.
Imagine fucking Creativity. My bad. So, did you expect to have any other features on this album? Or was it kind of like, okay,
Yes, kind of. For Soul Dog, I wanted like someone to be on the hook, but that person didn't check the email, so they didn't get in time. So I'm like, oh, okay, that sucked. And damn. I have to do the hook myself.
Yeah.
Fuck. But it's just like, okay, like I'll definitely get you on one of my songs in the future. I just know it, bro. I know what song is going to be on me and this person. So yeah,
I'm not a huge fan of my Play My Part verse. It was something that I'm not super super happy with. But with Space Crayons, can I say this?
Yes, you can say the whole. Yeah, okay, you can say the whole. Play,
yeah. Oh yeah, it's gonna be out by the time this goes up.
Yeah.
So with Space Currents, I feel like, right? I kind of gave back. I kind of said I'm sorry with the verse.
Yes. Man, that.
I tried Shinoda. Not to be dog shit with it.
Mike Shinoda, please clear it. Please clear Mike Shinoda. Yeah. Please.
I know please. I know you're watching this, Mike Shinoda. Please.
Along with Luke gone, along with Benzino, along with the whole Nickelodeon crew. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you get Nickelodeon to clear all those fucking beats, whatever. So from being part of Player Part to listening to Player Part, I feel like the overall consensus, if I could say the overarching meaning in just a quick sentence, it would just be like, don't be a dick and enjoy life. Is that close? Is that close, yeah, for what you're going for?
Yeah. Steve came up with the hook, so I was like, okay, cool. I didn't know what the hook was going to be. I just say, guess I have to play my part, and then Steve just had the hook ready. He just had that. He followed up with the last line. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's cool.
So now we're moving on to the song Death Row, and you talk about getting sentenced to life, which instantly made me think I should call this interview off because my PR team says wanted convictions and felons aren't a good idea as guest. But I listened to the song and realized it's actually like a double meaning for like working a 9-to-5 and not, and you know, and not, right? It's not just like an admission of guilt. You didn't like kill someone and you're like, I'm going to jail, right? This is like, yeah, how can I?
It's just, yeah, that's the song, since, yeah, 2020, the beat since 2020, and then it was the last song to be on the project, because I didn't want it to be 14, because, like, kind of an even number. I'm just like, no, I need, like, 15 for this, and then I, like, what song can I, like, do real quick, and, like, oh, Death Row, get the beat, do new verses, because the old verses were not good. And then the hook was still the same. And then, yeah, probably the last song to be recorded.
That's cool. And the song's overall meaning is just kind of like, how can I not just follow my dream kind of shit, right?
Yeah, or a sense of life, just I'm in jail. And I'll get death row.
So what crime would you be committing in this, son?
Arson.
What crime did you commit to be sent to jail? Okay, so do I have to worry about you sending me extra things in my CD to my PO box?
No, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
You firebombed
like me. Your favorite, one of your favorite rappers, bro. I sent you CD. Yeah.
I open it. It's just like a cart. Is like a cartoon fucking stick of dynamite.
never.
So in this song you talk a lot about making music, making money, stealing the Mona Lisa, and giving your friends and family a better life. So that begs the question, what's the ultimate end goal with your music? When do you say I've made it?
Ooh, okay. Okay. Probably this won't happen, but when I say like I made it in a mansion, sipping wine, woman just offered me the wine in a pool, and then while listening to Kelly Rowland's Red Wine, that's when I know I made it.
Are you in the pool or is she in the pool? Like she just comes out of the pool like with wine ready.
Speakers out, nighttime, like the old PlayStation home, Hollywood Hills apartment.
Okay.
Man, yeah. PlayStation home, please bring it back, like... bro. PlayStation, please bring back PlayStation home.
Guys, if you guys don't bring PlayStation home back, he's never gonna pick, he's never gonna finish Scar Tape 2. That's, come on.
That's how I got my first virtual girlfriend. Come on.
Bro, Roblox for real. I got some upset wives. No.
Bro, many dudes, many women, bro. Amazing.
We've already made it to our first interlude of the album, Anypression, where we take a deep dive straight into your anxiety and depression, as well as, you know, and you extend your hand out to people who might relate and feel the same. How do you deal and persevere through the face of anypression, as you would say?
How do I deal with it? Okay. Well, yeah. Lots of things. Mainly just hopping on like a video drugs. Game, just playing a game. Writing, therapeutic as well, or just going out and just driving while listening to albums. That's a good thing. If you listen to sad albums, that's going to be like probably way worse, because I've been there many times. Listening to sad albums, oh, man, it's not good. It's more like more
just
of
drag
a,
you down
still more of the like the Drake and Drive when you listen to Drake and then middle of driving and Drake comes on and then somehow you're in your ex's house, ex's neighborhood. But yeah, lots of things you can do. Therapeutic, maybe watching videos, reading a book, just going out or doing exercise. I do jogs. I did jogs when like the COVID year happened in like 2020, and it was just like awesome because I just get to jog, just ease my mind from everything, and just like do it like 5 times a week. I do it and then like I stop and then like I come back and then I stop again, but recently I've been doing it now, which is awesome again. So that's what's definitely keeping me from the whole not having those mental breakdowns, those Kanye meltdowns.
I mean, if it happens, just watch 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. Jonah Hill, yeah.
So you also work a 9-to-5 while chasing your dreams, which has to leave you pretty emotionally disabled, you know, down sometimes. It's got to leave you in the dumps and all that. So how do you find yourself working between this full-time job and this fucking dream you got?
All right, so this was like last year, 2022. It was starting to get hectic because 2021, it was just 3 hours, or it was just like 2 jobs at the same time. The Star Rain line, 2 jobs. I don't work 2 jobs anymore, but the first, it was a, I can say it, TJ Maxx I worked at, janitor, bro. Janitor. Mm-hmm. I worked at, they wanted me to fucking, yeah, clean the whole store, which is okay, but they wanted me to do like the ceilings as well, get big ladders. I'm like, bro, to get dust bunnies off. I'm like, bro, really? This little dust bunny? I'm like, okay. 2 weeks, I'm gone. I'm going full-time my other job, okay? At least I made it to a year, so... I made it to 1 year.
Yeah.
But
you did,
yeah,
a year then, of TJ?
Yeah, the janitor. Dax. Fuck. Got competition.
I'm about to be the first YouTuber that's a fucking... That was a pool attendant before, dude.
And so, with the job, I was, like, going into it. It was, okay. It was, like, I need more hours. Like, okay, cool. Working the clothes? All right, good. Then it's starting to get hectic, bro. When there's a bunch of customers on a certain day, yo, it's gonna be hectic. And then there's more and more, yeah, and more. It started to get to the point where I was like, bro, I can't really do this anymore, bro. So I'm like, I almost wanted to, like, you know, quit and all this. And then I was gonna be like, yo, I'm just gonna quit and I'm just gonna work on music immediately.
Yeah, I really, really like that mindset that you seem to have throughout this album of the I have a dream and I'm not gonna wait for it, I'm gonna make it mindset. You know, it's a lot like manifestation, and I think manifestation has hella benefits, even just mentally, and I like it, man. I really do. I like that you look at what you're doing and you don't go, well, I hope, you go, I'm gonna do it, and if it happens, I'm gonna make it happen. It's gonna be me paving this.
I know.
I like that.
I just know with the next album or project, yeah, definitely. It's gonna, like I said, in Space Crayon, it's gonna be blowed out the water. Really, you're gonna look at scar tape and be like, wow, this is the same person.
There's definitely a step up. When you sent me all the stuff for Scar Play, I was like, okay, bro, okay. Like, there was, like, you know, you could tell that you're not one of those people that, like, start making music and you're like, I know what I'm doing. You're here to learn, you're here to get better, you're here to hone in on your craft. And you can see the love in it. I like that, man. You talk a lot about being signed and the hope to be signed. Do you want to be signed, or do you want to be independent? If you had the chance between the two.
A little bit of both. Independent.
Just
you can
signed.
Have that half full control. But if it signed, bro, whoever is Jumix's manager, whoever's Baby Goth's manager, that can hook me up with a Wiz Khalifa feature for free, I'll be like, hell yeah, I'll sign you. Okay, I'll sign. Wiz Khalifa, Trippie Redd feature, fuck yeah, dude. No offense to Baby Goth. I love Baby Goth. Love you. I can, I'm single, Baby Goth, okay? Yeah.
Shoot your shot, man. Shoot your shot.
Yeah, a little bit of both. I know, but if you sign the label, you definitely have bigger budget, bigger budget, and then, like, you have to return that, you gotta somehow return that money back to them, even when you get an advance, everything. So, yeah, when I talk about Republic, Atlantic, Empire, Def Jam, all
sign
these
me,
labels,
please, yeah,
find me, bro. What manager? Like, hook me up, bro.
So this next section I have sectioned off. I was going song by song in this script, but for some reason these are just labeled the love songs. So crush after crush.
Wait,
F to F.
You forgot Dark Fire.
What?
You forgot Dark Fire.
Oh, I didn't have any questions for Dark Fire. I didn't have any questions for Dark Fire.
Well, I'll just say Dark
Fire. I don't.
Okay.
Crush after crush takes the listener down this long road of love interest you've had throughout your life, and there's one you name drop that sticks out like a compound fracture. School Scars. Who's that?
The school scars,
or is that like a general thing?
That was the Lauren, man. Lauren, my first crush, man. I can say it, cool, I don't care. Lauren, my first ever crush, man. Elementary, man. I really, like, didn't even try to shoot my shot. I tried to, but remember that one time in that fifth grade, like, if they like me, they aren't going to get me. So I'm like, oh shit, okay. I'm pretty much fucked.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah, she said that. I remember that. My friend, oh my god. My friend also met in the school scars. Tanner liked her as well. So, but like, it was just like, oh, okay. Damn, you like her too? Fuck. Damn. And then I made the asshole thing to do and like saying, hey, yo, Tanner likes you, bro. I'm like, okay, bro.
You're the one of those, man.
I'm like, bro, you take her, okay? I'm done. If you want her, good. Just take her, bro. He likes you, bro. And then you like me, they ain't gonna get me. I'm like, damn, dude. Lauren, bro. Lauren, please hit me up. I remember we're elementary buddies, bro. Lauren, man. Lauren doesn't even probably know. But shout out Lauren, bro.
You're like, dude, remember when we shared fucking building blocks, please?
Walking down the hallways, wanted to give my number to her, but just didn't at the end because I was so afraid. And my address, too.
The next song, F2F, seems to be specifically talking about a certain person. Why did this love interest leave? And what made you want to make the track? Like, what's going on with F2F?
Okay.
Yep.
FTF, it follows the crush after crush. Like, from the person that I talked about, the from the 10th track, the whole like after the end, but it's not her, but it's different. So like it's completely new crush after crush, the new person comes into play. Mm-hmm. And then just the whole first to first, like met a week, because the weeks go by and it's like the songs go back from a week, so it's like as follows the story, which every week, and it's like been a week since we met, and then yeah, skipped a few sets and the steps, and then yeah, happened to do that, and then like first time that, but it's just, it follows the story, you know, it's a story. Okay,
sorry, the mic delay, I'm watching it cut you off, but I was just like, okay, so it's not real. It's good you sold the story.
Yeah, it's a story that I told, and then yeah, it's from the crush after crush end, and then FTF, and then it's just what was the question again?
I was just asking, the question is kind of automatically assuming this is a real relationship. Oh, but
I wish.
Is this based off of a real relationship?
I wish. Wait, what?
Was it based off of a real relationship at all? Like, did you take any inspiration?
It was just follows the story. I wanted to make a story throughout the whole project. Mm. And I couldn't really do every song a love song, kind of, because that was the original plan with me and Steve, like all love songs, but just like, nah, can't really do that now, and just like jam it in, like have to tell a story in the middle, and then yeah, that's like at least good. But no, it's not based off real, sorry, but okay, yeah, it's just the story that I thought of. So yeah,
so does that mean EGL's just a continuation of F2F and isn't real?
EGL is real, yes.
Oh, okay. What's the story behind EGL then?
Okay, so after the whole story of the FTF, now it's like me and the woman. Now it's like, okay, now I'm actually thinking about my actual relationship, the one that I had in high school. EGL, man. Crazy situation. Not crazy, really, but if y'all hear the story and then you watch my video lyrics breakdown, it's just like, yeah, it sucked, bro. We were all good, and then it's just like in the end, just like it didn't work out. It's a high school relationship, sucks. The original track, I wanted to name it her last name, which is like crazy, because it's just like, bro, really, that's like kind of, you know, I gotta respect the privacy still. So but yeah, it's just like what happens, it just happens, which sucks. But in the end, yeah, I said, like, not really, though. Found soul dog. And then it goes back to the story. But yeah, EGL is real. My first relationship. X, yeah.
Yeah, it's real cool how open you are with your love life and things that pop up in it, you know? For the most part.
I didn't want to release the song, to be honest with you. I was like, yo, I don't want to... I think it's, like, kind of... stupid, because it's like, bro, I don't want people knowing about this, or like the whole like whole background about it, the whole like me what doing afterwards, what happened when do it, like, just like, nah. But I had to like release it, so it's like, yeah.
So with EGL being a real story, that kind of gives me the sense that Ain't the Same and Soul Dog kind of like, when you're talking about a love interest that didn't work, and you're, you know, are you talking about the EGL girl then?
No, it's follows the FTF.
No?
Yeah, follows the FTF. Oh,
okay, so F2.
But these, yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Ain't the Same, I didn't notice when I mixed for you, but the first verse is your perspective, and the second verse is the perspective from the love interest, right?
Yes.
That's hard.
So follows the story and everything. The whole, bro, you just, why are you just talking about this song? It's just like a hot cock song.
Yeah.
What the reactor said, so yeah.
Why the fuck are you still watching this? Okay, before we get into the other half of this interview, we gotta do another commercial break. And if I swear to God, if you fucking click off, I'm going to fucking...
story about a fucking whore who says they have small cocks and they showed them you don't think it's the hardest fucking thing that's ever existed, just listen to this.
Where do we? I'll fuck your bitch like where do we? She laughing at me.
Oh, that's pretty fucking hard, right? You should, do listen to that.
Okay, so with the major song questions out of the way, and we can just talk about the album as a whole, mano y mano, Aiden v. Imagine, what would you rate your album, 1 through 10, and why? What would you personally say this album sits at?
Right now, probably a 5 right now.
A 5?
Okay. Being honest, yeah. Definitely, no, know, I listening think that's... back 3 months, yeah, okay. I don't really mess with Soul Dog. Sorry. I don't like Soul Dog that much anymore. What else? Don't really like Anxipression. Don't really like Right Spore. Yeah, definitely some songs. I think the OG Right Spore is better. But the beat was just like not really for me right now. But yeah, it's just 5 out of 10 now. Like I still Star Rain ain't the same. Crush After Crush and Kiss Dream. And then maybe FTF2. But yeah, it's like overall, just right now, like a 5 out of 10 for me, in my opinion, right now, after like 3 months of being released. Because I know I can do a lot better.
Yeah, I think it's a great launching pad, though. I definitely think it's a solid thing to start off of. And it's a good step in the door. Like, hey, I'm not here to fuck around. I like it. So speaking on the album, you had such a strong launch with it. I'm talking audio visualizers, posts all the time about it, photo shoots, album covers, like the whole nine yards you had. How the fuck are you affording this? I just have to ask, man, if you're willing to say it, how much you spend out of pocket, you think? Because god damn.
I mean, if you count all
talking
the beats,
beats and everything,
all the 15 beats, if you divide that by like an unlimited / exclusive, and then you add the factor of the artwork and the visualizers and the beats, count the beats that weren't used as well, like maybe 4 or 5, and then you count the photo shoots. Yeah, it's pretty much, you can add it yourself, but yeah, it's a lot probably. Oof. But yeah,
would you say over 5 grand?
I don't know, I can't say it.
Ooh.
I can't say it.
Ooh,
I can't really say it.
You know what, go, I gotta give you props, man. You're going all the way in, and I gotta respect it. I have to respect that.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's it's real cool to see.
Yeah, and then adding the factors for the music videos for Scarplay 2, and then yeah, and then the future ones in the future, and then the next project, bro. The next project, but like I plan to have you know a little bit more bigger features, you know. Maybe if they say yes. If they say yes. But I'm pretty sure, yeah, I got like a track list rough draft now. But it may change a bit. But like I know with the beats I got and everything, it's like pretty much half the beats are already good to go for now. It's like half the album is like is good. So yeah, I know. Very confident it's gonna be great. Well, more better.
No, I definitely think it's all stepping stone, man, and you're making those correct steps to get to where you want to be, and it's sweet. It's sweet to see.
I'll still do the photo shoots, the artworks, and the visualizers too, so, and music videos as well.
Fucking quick shout out to all those people that helped him, because they all came out great, man. The photo shoot, all that's great quality. You picked the team right.
Yes. And then the music videos, bro. Give your predictions, man. At time right now, do you think it's gonna be good?
Yeah, I know. If you're, from what I've heard, if you put that much time, effort, and like cash into it, this shit's gonna bang, dude. It's gonna bang.
Okay, yeah.
I'm excited for it, man. I'm excited to see where you go with all this. This is really cool to see someone start music, get better at it, grow at it, and Considering the first time you seem to go,
considering the fact that all this, like, it's kicking Steve off out of his room to record song. So yeah,
fucking it's got to start somewhere. The first time I ever recorded a fucking song was in a hotel room after a concert, and then after that was in a college parking lot on my buddy's SUV in the back with a little snowball mic. So you got to start somewhere, man, and it's sweet when you got a story. So you seem to be someone who goes the unconventional route usually when it comes to trying to get feedback, and you seem to go for, like, reactions, asking people, right, the usual things. How has the reactions that we talked on a little bit earlier and the feedback you've gotten helped you? Do you feel like it's all been, like, worth it because you feel like you're noticing things you didn't notice before and you're getting better by it?
Yes, definitely. When, yeah, like the first reactors just wanted to get advice, really, about the songs. And I know, like, if I send them Scar Tape now, it's just going to be like, they're not really going to mess with it. I just know they're not going to mess with it because they're up there. And if it's like a major person, a major rapper listens to it, you know, they're not going to really mess with it as well. You have to keep pushing that boundaries at least. Because, like, yeah, like the whole, yeah, 6 seconds, Samad Savage again, just like that messed me up as well. So just like, damn, man, like, I want to see y'all win. I'm fans of y'all. And it just like hurts. And it like stopped really for a little bit. And then like someone from work's like, yeah, yo, you got to come out with new music, man. I need to look forward to it. I'm like, oh, okay. Now I can get back into it really. And it's like, yeah, I don't really care what they say, bro. The next album is gonna be like, I don't care what anyone says. You can send this to reactors whenever you want, but I just know that it's gonna be, I'm not gonna send any more reactions to any songs from the next album I drop. I know it's like,
yeah, just do it for you and the fans.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So your current project Scarplay, right, that you're getting ready to put out in the upcoming, do you have a release date for that? Have you announced a release date?
June 30th.
With Scarplay, it's definitely a shorter project, only clocking in at 8 songs, and it follows kind of the same almost overarching story that Scar Tape seems to. You have the school scars, you have Annie Pression Part 2, which I was actually pretty excited to see because I think Annie Pression's a pretty nice interlude feel. It's a good message, man. It's a real good message. Then you have some new feeling stuff. You definitely got some new feeling stuff. You have fucking the 8th track of the album. What the fuck? What the fuck is that?
Okay. Yeah.
What kind of drugs were you on?
Yo, whatever beat I can, whatever beat, I always, okay, so the first beat, or technically the second beat, since like the first 7 seconds of the beat is like a Nickelodeon beat, just pitched down really, really bad. And then it does a great transition to the, you broke the rules, that type of beat. I always wanted to sample it or remix it somehow. That was originally on the rough draft as well, rough draft 1. Like the broke the rules, gonna remix it type of thing. But yeah, just like, what better way to just do it now and then just have the all these songs combined while Broke the Rules was there as well. And then just combining all beats, whatever beat I can think of that flows well and everything. Bro, the only beat that probably didn't make it was the Super Mario's beat. That was probably like the only one that didn't make it. But it just didn't fit, but everything was good. I don't know. I think it was like 2 a.m. in the morning since I made that beat and then just meshed together. And then just like, I got something with this. I have to do a music video for this. I just have to. There's just no way.
Wait, so, yeah. Did you do a music video for it?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this now. Fuck.
Yes.
Okay, if you guys haven't heard What the Fuck by the time this comes out, after this interview, go listen to all of Aiden's discography. It's definitely worth a listen. And What the Fuck is, when you'll understand why I had that reaction when I heard that he's doing a music video. That is beautiful. And you also have Death to YouTube on here, dude, which is nice. Like you said, it's a little throwback feel.
yeah, the first song. And, but yeah, Mumpers. But hey, I wanted to put it out.
And I think it's Unique Day. Unique Day has the feature on it, right?
Yes, Crooked. Shout out Crooked.
How'd that come? How you know him, or did like how that feature come to be?
So it was supposed to be me and someone else, but he said no. He said no. Nah, I'm up, G. I said, oh damn, okay. So I'm like, all right, I have to find a replacement. And so I was on your server, and then Crooked was on your server, and then he was streaming. And then I'm like, okay, just stream, just see what's up, and then just talking to him, and then like a few days, three streams, and then like, yeah, came a homie. Then he's like, okay, you want to be on the song then? Since the person ain't gonna do it? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then he fucking did it. He didn't even hear the song. He just heard the instrumental. So his part is just like, just him with the instrumental. And then him, whatever decided to came up about. So shout out.
No, it's definitely a different take, man. And it was cool to see you do another feature based off of that. And speaking of features, I'm on it again, dude. Space Grants. Yes. Which I was really, 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 really pleasantly surprised with your verse on it, man. No, I like when you sent it over, I was like, okay. It was something that I was like, okay, I know I gotta try. I gotta try. Homie showed out. I gotta show out.
Yes. Everyone, man. I've gotta clear it one day. Every that you think we'll ever be on DSPs?
I mean, it would be cool. It would be definitely be cool, but man, that would be a pain. Just all we gotta do is like get big enough that we can hit up someone and have them remake a beat with the same BPM and then just move it over without that beat.
No, it has to be the OG. I mean, it has to like.
It has to be the beat.
It has to be the same. Kind of, yeah.
So, what would you rank Scar Play out of 10 compared to your Scar Tape ranking?
Probably like 6 or 7 out of 10.
Okay,
I think I started backwards. I think EP first and then project, but I did it backwards, kind of. So yeah.
So now that we have the album heavy questions out the way, I gotta ask, what's next for the Scar? Do you got a big project coming? Do you have a hiatus coming? Are you gonna like get sent to death row? What's going on?
All right now, probably music. The music videos will come out, and then we'll see how it does, and then just maybe take a little hiatus but come back, and then maybe do a deluxe for the Scar Tape. It's not going to be like a traditional deluxe. It's going to be like something special. I plan, maybe or maybe not, but it's probably like, if the OG songs are probably embarrassing, so it's going to be like, I don't know what to do with it, but I'll definitely figure something out. And then probably next year we'll have the albums or the songs come out, the album, the singles, and then the album. Which the singles, I have the singles planned out, have them written, some of them, but I know who I want on them, and it's going to be like, yo, they definitely probably deserve a place on the Billboard. But you know, I mean, I think it definitely deserves to, but yeah. In the future, one day, I'll hit that Billboard Hot 100 or 200. If I just hit like 199, I'm good.
You're like, I quit. I win.
Yes. But next year, probably project.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool to see you taking everything into your own hands. It's cool because you're doing the vlogs, you're doing the behind the scenes, you're doing all this. I mean, it's cool, man, and I'm sure that a lot of people can see that and look at it as inspiring. So, I mean, for being a small artist, what's something you'd want to say to a small artist listening to this? Like, what's your advice for not sucking?
My advice? Listen to the people's older catalog. Like, listen to Quadeca's early shit and look at him now. Look at my early shit, and then in the future, look at me and imagine's early shit. Everyone, you gotta start somewhere. You gotta start trash a little bit in order to get better and good. And if someone doesn't like your music, then just like, okay, cool. Like, just keep doing you. Keep getting better. Take that criticism and then just keep going with it. If it's Simon Cowell, probably retire.
Yeah, so, if they're British or you from the UK, bro, fuck, you're finished.
Nah. Yeah, but everything. Just keep going. Keep your head up. All you really need is just, you don't need to go to studios. Really. I made all my music here and in Steve's place. Steve's place, house with his little setup, and then just my mic and laptop, FL Studio, while Imagine mixes it, and then boom, just good. That's all you really need. A laptop, mic, headphones, and then FL Studio if you don't bootleg it. Or Logic Pro. One of those two. Or you can do voice memos too. Whatever fits you. And then, yeah. Definitely probably start with freestyles or remixes, then go on to like your own shit. But also look for, don't look for hype beats that have 100k views. Don't go to last week's or this month. Go for the ones that are under 1,000. Go for the ones that are under like 5,000. You'll definitely hit some gold if you definitely go for those tight beats with the under 5k and under even 1k. Upload Imagine. This goes to you. Get your lyrics, bro, on Genius. Get it on Apple, Spotify.
Okay, on, to give them a little bit of like feedback or like a little bit of background to this, he has been asking me to update all my songs' lyrics for probably a year now, but the problem is I didn't write back then, so it was just me going one take, uploading, so I have no fucking clue, so I have to listen to them by myself and write them down, which I will do, but... No, that is great advice. That is great. You should have your lyrics and everything. I definitely should.
Yeah, whatever works with you. And yeah, I gave him a lot of advice right now. And also, yeah, if you have the, don't go like over what I do, like the photo shoots, music videos, because that's probably, you're probably gonna be broke by then. But whatever works, whatever's your budget, see what you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree with the unlimited and all that, because it's a big pitfall when there's a time limit or a stream limit with your song. Like, if your song does well, then you're stuck having to rebuy a license, spend more, or, I mean, don't be one of those people that, like, sees a free-for-profit or a freebie and just takes it and uses it. Like, that will come back to bite you in the ass. You might have a million monthly by the time it bites you in the ass, but it will come back and get you. So you gotta be careful about that. It's people's work and their art. Don't steal. And Aiden's a perfect example of that. The dude throws out so much money on beats that he don't even use sometimes. I mean,
yeah, it sucks. Awesome. I have to use them. I have to use them now.
Since we're coming to the end of this, is there any thanks you want to thank anyone out there? Is anything you want to say? And where can people find you? Also, promote that fucking hat. Cool hat. Right.
This hat, man, it's only one, but
very cool.
I have to make more. But yeah, so shout out Steve Clown Emoji, the one that helped started this as well. All of this helped me, because with the whole COVID thing, I didn't know what would happen, because I was going to go to like planning and then just studios, like meet with random people, just like not really a good idea. But yeah, shout out Steve. Or if, also you can get homies, if you have homies that rap or do music, give them a shot. Go for them as well. That's what kind of happened with me and Steve. So yeah, big up Steve, Clown Emoji, Imagine Creativity, of course. And shout out all the producers that were on Scar Tape, even though some of them probably don't even know that my song exists on their beat. Some do, but some don't. Yeah, shout out to my family, and shout out all the fans out there. The fans that are here now and the future fans that see this in like many months or years come by. And yeah, just if you have a dream, just go for it. And if you're Imagine, please drop Lights, Camera, Trash It. and put back what is this.
Moving on.
If you have any, guys, if you're making Imagine Creativity Iceberg, hit me up, okay? I know quite a bit of info I have of Imagine. I know his whole album.
Hit me up also so I can lie.
Yeah, what?
Okay, name the first song I ever put out. Let's go. Let's play this.
Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, technically, I did go under a different name, so the iceberg gets deeper.
Okay, well, it's the Sad Boys one, right? S-O-R-D, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
S-U-R-O. Yeah, Suro.
Cool, I don't care. But anyway.
I mean, it's kind of all...
the Minecraft album.
Wow. And yeah, actually, me and Steve have been talking about actually remaking that and putting
Minecraft
it out.
Album.
It'd be so funny.
You have the indie song, just another indie demo thing, whatever it was called. You have the OG Homie Head cover art. You have the What Is This? How many times did it release? Like 5 other different versions to get the beats cleared. You have what else? You have a lot. You have the OG Cheese cover art, bro. Like, I know much about you. I do my research, okay? Since Imagine, you're one of my favorite artists, okay?
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. That's weird to hear. I don't want to be like, oh.
Yeah, if only the whole lyrics thing. And organize everything. And upload your songs to YouTube at least, bro. Or SoundCloud. Imagine really doesn't do that.
Okay.
He has that AI do it for him.
Okay. Here. I got you. By the time this comes out, all my music will be updated, lyrics, and over on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
All of it? The What Is This?
All of it. You're not getting original What Is This.
What do you mean the original What Is This? It's out there. I have it, right?
You have it, but I'm not going to go putting it on DPS.
Mm. I mean, yeah, you can put it on YouTube, SoundCloud.
No.
Bro, you know how much time's been bumping that song, bro?
So, where can people find you? What are you on?
Well, I'm on everything at AidenScarX, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, if y'all use Facebook. TikTok and Truth Social, which I don't use Truth Social, but I have it somehow, but I don't really use it. Truth Social, but everything else, yeah. AidenScarX on YouTube is my personal channel, which is the behind the scenes vlogs to me, and then the AidenScar is just the YouTube. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, so I'm gonna do this real quick because I have a feeling that we will eventually do another one of these interviews. I think in time we'll end up doing it again. So I would love to see the difference. So right now you are at 14 monthly. You have no songs and you're 1,000, and your latest release is Scar Tape. I cannot wait for next time because I have a feeling that's going to be a lot higher. You're going to have a lot more things under your belt and you're going to have more than enough songs in your top. So yeah. as a little moment in time, man, 14 monthly, and I wonder how many followers. Let's see. 10. That's actually that is a great ratio, by the way. 10 to 14. That's great.
Yeah.
Good shit, dude. Alright, I can't wait to see where you go from here, man.
If y'all want a CD with Scar Tape, let me know. I got y'all, fam. Sold these recently to a bunch of homies and everything. Made some things back, but yeah, it's all good. DM me, man. And if you want the hat, bro, y'all want the hats? I want your hat.
Yeah. By the time that this episode comes out, the store will be live. So
okay, good.
I got a lot in the background. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm out of questions and I'm a terrible host, so now I gotta kick you out of my own house. So get the fuck out of here.